Chazaka Minalan. The Mishnah talked about King Chazaka, Amar Chiski, Amar Kra, Shvu Barechem, Asher Tafastem, Bamat Tafastem, B'Yeshiva, B'Yishmal Tana, B'Yirashtem, Asi B'Yishavtem, B'Ma Yirashtem, B'Yeshiva. King Chazaka, we know it's not Gadol Parat. I had a mashava about something we learned yesterday, which made sense yesterday. And last night I was thinking it over. Every kenya we know needs das to be kaina. Without das to be kaina, it's not a kenya. Chazaka mistam is also the same way. Yesterday, in the case I mentioned to you from the second case. The case I mentioned to you, what was the case? That a man had a tanur, had an oven that was built on his neighbor's property. And after many years, he tainted that he originally had purchased it from the father, when the father was alive. And he did a kinyan, but they did a kinyan kesef, and then the kinyan shtar, they never filed the shtar, so that was the whole shad. So Imri Yasha had three tzirufim that he said that the man is takakaina. One is that he had done a kinyan chazaka over the years. They had done a kinyan sudar, and that Zman Rav Kesef is kinder. The first nekuda he said that he did a kinyan chazaka over the years. Afterwards, I was thinking about it. It's a mistake. What do you mean he did a kinyan chazaka? He didn't have a shalaf for kinyan. He bought the karka with Kesef originally, and he said, "We'll write a shtar and we'll file it." And whatever happened with the shtar, he lost the shtar. He never filed it, so it's a shay. So he comes and he says, well, it doesn't matter, because he did kinyan chazaka all these years. He's been building fences, he's been putting locks on the doors, whatever he did, I don't know, by the tanner. So he's kind of a kinyan chazaka anyway. L'chaira, that seems to be a mistake, the way we learned all year, that even kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel only works if it's at the same time. But if you do a kinyan, and you're not mechavan l'shem kinyan, you do a kinyan mayel, you're not mechavan l'shem kinyan. Unless Chazaka has some other rule that doesn't need that. What? Gimshama is a raya that what he's saying is true. So the Gimel Shanim gives him a right, we believe whatever he says. That's what Gimel Shanim does. Now, once he said, I bought it with the Kenyan Kesef originally, so we tell him, but in this Medina, Kesef is not good enough. You need Shtar also. He says he did Shtar too. So Reisha says, Nemingon, that if you write a Shtar and you don't file it, not good enough. So he's saying, if you write a shtar, it's not good enough. So l'chayru is not kinda. The assignment could say that we want it back. He says, no, but they did kinyan chazaka. And that was one of his three tainis. But he did kinyan chazaka over all the years. But what kind of kinyan chazaka? He thought he was kinda already with kesef and shtar. He wasn't the chavel Hashem kinyan when he built the fence. So. You're talking about Cheskes Gimel Shanim? Yeah, Cheskes Gimel Shanim is not a Kenyan. It's a Raya. And that Raya I'm asking. I'm not asking on that. I'm asking on the other part. He said that the Kenyan, it works with Cheskes Kenyan. With a Kenyan Chazaka. Because during so many years, he did something. So that should work with Teres Chazaka. L'chayr, that Nakuda seems to be incorrect. Because without that to be kind, it doesn't work. Even a Kenyan model doesn't work, so. No problem that he has Hairas Bailos, but if he thinks, if you do Hairas Bailos on something you think you own, but you don't own, so it's not a Kenyan. If you think you own a certain field and you go build a fence, it turns out that you don't own the field. It turns out it was a Hefka field, but you didn't know it was Hefka. So you're not Kainan, because you have to have Das to be Kainan.
He thought
he owns it, but he didn't have das for
kinyan. He didn't have das for kinyan with his mice, but he thought he owned it. And
he thinks he owns it, but not that it's a mice of kinyan. He thought he owns it, but not that it's a mice of kinyan. It doesn't help. That's kinyan mile, kinyan she'ena mile. He did a kinyan she'ena mile. He thought it's good. He did kesef and shtar. He thought it's good enough. But Imri Yosha has never gone, no, if you don't file the shtar, it's not good enough. So let's say you never went that way. So he did a kinyan she'ena mile. He did a kinyan mile later. Rabbi Kiv Eger said that if it's a kinyan mile, kinyan she'ena mile two different times, that doesn't work.
How
this thing, I don't know about Kinyan Shenom, I don't know what's about, but He's doing
a Kenyan, Shalai L'Shem Kenyan.
So that's where we should work.
You need Das B'Shas the Kenyan.
Maybe Chazak is different. Chazak is something you're doing, but once you already own it, that's when you do it. So
maybe Chazak is different. All right, so we have to take a look. I don't believe you'll find the chazak is ever possible. So maybe we have to look in halacha and see if it says such a thing. The chazak is kind of even. I think it says oida v'nichse hager is like kani. If you don't know, if you're oida v'nichse hager, you don't know the ger died. It says beferish that you're not kind of a chazak if you don't know that that you could be kind. And you could argue that it's different. You think it's not yours. That you know it's the ger, so you don't know he died. So you could argue it's different. Yeah, okay. Because he has a migu, he could have said, after Gimel Shana, he could say anything. He could say it was never yours, he could say whatever he wants after Gimel Shana. He could say there was a shtar, and I lost the shtar. So. He says, she had no migu b'chlau. There's a whole din of cheskes Gimel Shana works, is all because the person could say whatever he wants. He can't say whatever he wants, he didn't file it.
He could say he did.
I don't know, it depends how the filing works. If the filing works, they stamp it, and that's it.
Once you did, they could say it. 3 years, you can say whatever you want. So I could have said that I filed.
But if somebody has to check, they're just saying it's not going to help you. No, but his nemanis comes out cheskes Gimel Shana. You say him, say, what am I capable? What are you doing here? So they have to. He has to have a time. I don't know, your time is a time. I don't know what you're going to do if you're saying it's true. Then his man is no cheskes Gimel Shana. Period. According to the reaction, because if you didn't file, it's not a star. If you didn't file, it's not a star. Unless you have to give him yamin. If you have to give him shana, we believe to say it was a kinyan sudar also. If you give him shana, we can say it was kind of a kinyan sudar. We can say that also after 3 years. There's no one. What? On Kenya Suder, the second thing. The second thing he said was that on Kenya Suder, no, it's not a kash, because they did a Kenya Suder to be kind. We just said a Kenya Suder in a place that's there to write a star is a machlaikas. So it's not a good enough thing by itself. But the Kenya Suder, they did Lashem Kenyan. Why would they give him a handkerchief? You can't say the Kenya Suder to him. Nice to show you. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. She'ein la machray say niknel b'mashicha menolon diksiv. If he simkru memka la misecha, akonim yad misecha, dova niknem yad liyad. Which is mashicha. Rabbi Yechanan, dova dvar toira mo is kainis mai ikalom eimar, tonatana de kanta de rabbanon katani. So like I told you yesterday, it's an amazing thing. This whole parak is kinyanim, and 99% of the kinyanim we make are metafilim, and it's a very short piece of Gemara here in this parak. This small mention in the Mishnah, and these few lines in the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan has a basic idea. Rabbi Yechanan says that our Torah Moi is kainais, and why is it not kaina? It's a din to Rabbanan. Why? Because of a gezeira that Shema Yaimru Nisifru Chitecha Ba'aliyah. What does that mean? That means that if I buy something from you and I don't do Mashiach, so it's in your store, it's in your house. I give you money for furniture. If you have a furniture store, and I give you money for the furniture, so Minatayra, as soon as I give you the cash, the furniture is mine. So that means Minatayra, if there'll be a fire, so then the seller will have no incentive to be Matriyah to save the furniture, because it's not his anyway. So Chazal made a gzera that Kesef is not kind of the furniture, not kind of the metabolism. That way, it won't come to problems to fight later, and Kesef itself is not kind of. So that's why you need Mashiach or Hakbah, whatever can you need. That's this Rabbi Yechanan, Dvar Torah, Mois Kainais, Ma Ikla Meimah, Tana, Takanta, Derabana Katani. Our Mishnah is saying the Derabana is that Kesef is not Kainah. What about Kinya Sudar? Kinya Sudar is Kainah by everything. Right? We learned that already, that Kinya Sudar is Kainah by everything, except by Anisha, Rafun held that Khalid Morris by Anisha, we passed the dozen. But I'm sorry, Rafuna held Chup is kind of. I'm sorry, Chalipin is not kind of by Anisha, and Chalipin is not kind of by Anisha, but it works by Karka, by Metaltalim, by other Eschaibasin. Chalipin works. So Taisus and Bava Metzia asks, why aren't we Geisa Nisrafu Chitecha Baliyah? Let's say I'm buying, going to the same furniture store and I'm buying furniture. So if I give him cash, it becomes mine. He's not going to protect it. If I give him a sudder, if I do a kinyan sudder, so I go over to him, I say, here's a sudder. By me giving you the sudder, I should be kind of the furniture. So why don't we make the same gezeira? There's going to be a fire, and he's going to say, oh, it's not mine anyway. I'm not going to protect it. So Taisus answers that in Lumdis, the furniture is taka the other person's. Because Mani didn't get his money, he didn't get his cash, he's going to protect it because he wants to get his money. He knows he'll go to the person, he'll say, no, I had a fire, pay me. He knows the guy's going to give him a hard time. He doesn't want to pay him for something that was burned. So of course he could take him to Din Torah, and if he has Eidim, there was a Kiyas Sudar, he'll be able to get his money. But he doesn't want that. When he has the money in his pocket, by Kinyan Kesef, we make a gzeira. Shemi Yaimru Nisifu Chitecha Baliyah. But by Kinyan Sudar, he doesn't have the money. So if he doesn't have the money, what are we going to make a gzeira? Nisifu Chitecha Baliyah, what are we afraid of? If the person's not going to protect it, he'll protect it because he didn't get the cash. So as I state in Taisus, above Metzia, that Memela on Kinyan Sudar, it works. And on Kinyan Kesef, it doesn't work. They're Bono Iker Kinyan Kesef, they weren't Iker Kinyan Sif. Taisi Santef, yes, if you want, I'll get to it. Wait, okay. Okay, so this is the Zeshtek Taisis. Comes the Machne Ephraim with the Chiddush Otzum. Machne Ephraim's Kinyan Moy, Simin Hay. And he says about a check, shtar chayv. We spoke about that there's a nidain in the achrayim if you could do kinyan kesef with a check. Assuming a check is a shtar chayv, we're not going to get into the legalities of it. Assuming a check is a shtar chayv. So we said it's really a beferish of Gemara, a line in the Gemara in Tezayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara said shtar hechidami. What type of shtar is it talking about there? If you wrote him a check, you wrote a shtar means a shtar for the money, hainu kesef, that's what the Gemara says. Kesef is shtar, if it's talking about a shtar ademei, hainu kesef. So we learned that. We said that the pashtus of the sugya is, and most of the achrayim would understand, that it's a one line in the Gemara that a check, or any shtar chayv, any IOU, could do kinyan kesef. That's what the Gemara says. A shtar chayv could be do a kinyan kesef. Why and what and what the machlekes is, so that we had in Tezayin. But lamaisa, bottom line, machna frayim nemzon, that a shtar chayv, or any check, it could be kind of a kinyan kesef. Be kind. Memeila, so what was the chiddush then? That a check is as good as kesef. Zokta machna frayim, not only is a check or a shtar chayv as good as kesef, it's better than kesef. Why? Because if I buy metaltalim with kesef, I buy metaltalim with kesef, then I tell you it's a kinyan. V'yechon was like a kinyan. V'yechon says it's not kinyan. So kesef, and I go to a store and I buy something with kesef, I'm not really kinyan it yet. I'm not kinyan it. If the person wants to back out, so if he insists on backing out, he'll back out. He's not allowed to. It's a Masri Amuna, it's a Misha Parah. But I'm not going to yet if I give cash. What happens if I give a check? I go into a store, I want to buy something. I want it to become mine. I'm not worried, Mr. Fuchitecha Baliyah. I want it to become mine. I don't want any chances it'll go to someone else. So if I give cash, it's not kind. If I give a check, time is the Machne Ephraim, a check is better than cash. Because what does Taisus say? Why is Sudar better than cash? Better than cash. Because the seller, when he got the cash, he won't protect the metaltalim. If there'll be a fire, he knows he has his cash. What's he worried about? He won't protect the metaltalim. But Shein came by Sudar, if the seller got a Sudar, then he will protect the metaltalim. If there'll be a fire, he's nervous. He didn't get his money yet. So protect. So after Machta Ephraim, when you get a check, you're just as nervous. Lamaisa, you don't have the cash yet. You don't have the cash. You have a check. You have a shtar chayv. If there'll be a fire, you're just as nervous. You didn't get your cash yet. There'll be a fire. The guy will bounce the check on you. He'll cancel the check. He's not going to pay the check. He didn't get it. You have to go to the entire. You have to tell him, no, the check is kind. It's a gemara and daf zayin. The kind of the man. The bezel will pass it. It's kind. You'll get. But you don't want to schlep the bezel. So that's the machna Ephraim. When you give somebody a check for metaltalim, it's kinda lahalacha. It's kinda lamaisa. Because the gzera of Shema Yaimu and Nisim Chitecha Baliyah is not shayach. Because he's still nervous, he didn't get his money. So lamaisa, it's gonna be kinda even lahalacha. If you give a check, see here, we started, is a check as good as kesef? Machta Ephraim says it's kinda more than kesef. Even Bisman is there, where kesef is not kinda. A check will be kinda, any shtar chayv will be kinda. That's the psak of the Machna Ephraim, and this is why he remains with this psak.
Let's say he gets the cash out. Let's say he cashes the check. So now it's going to go back?
Once he cashes the check. Once he cashes the check. No, what's going to happen? Once you're kinda, you're kinda. What's if Vakir Sudra, if he gives him money afterwards? Vakir Sudra, once he gives him the money, Parasa Chazal didn't make a gzera to protect that. Right? Whatever you can say about check, you have to say about Kiyasudra. Kiyasudra is kind of kind. So the person gives him the money, he's taking his own chances. This is the psak of the Machna Ephraim. In the Sivis, in Simon Reish Dalit, the Katan Aleph, brings this Machna Ephraim. And, but the Sivis, Simon Reish Dalit, the Katan Aleph, he quotes the Machna Ephraim. And he argues, not because he argues about a check. It's masking a check is king and kesef. But the Machne Ephraim, the Nesivus holds, and in a few places he says this, that when Chazal set up kinyanim, it's with a light plug. When Chazal set up a rule, the rule is kesef is not kind of metalim, light plug. There's no difference. You can't tell me this case is different. The same thing. Sudr is kind of metaltalim, light plug. And the third thing, kesef is kind of karka, also light plug. He brings a few rayas to this. The best raya, which he doesn't bring in Reish Dalet, which he brings in the other man, in the Sivis we learned earlier, by Atzis Nakuf, if you buy a flower pack from someone, which is Atzis Nakuf, it's sitting on the ground and it's dead on the ground, you're kind of with kesef. Karka, you're kind of with kesef. Even though on the flower pot, we should be guys, Yisuf v'chitecha baliyah, there'll be a fire, you won't go and save the flower pot. That's a light plug. Kesef is kind of metaltalim, it's kind of karka with a light plug. Same thing he says, to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Kesef is kinda an Eved Kenani. Kesef is kinda an Eved Kenani. Why don't we make a gezeira? There'll be a fire. He won't go to try to save the Eved Kenani. So he says. So really, you can answer because Eved Kenani will save himself. But he says it's a light plug. Eved Kenani is hukish like our klais. It's a light plug. It's always kind. But then you're right. It only shows that by metaltalim. That by karka there's a light plug. They didn't start up with the deraisa that karka is kind. The Sivis in this piece says the reverse is true too. That when Chazal by metaltalim said kesef is not kind, there's a light plug. And to this he really only has one raya. His raya is the thing is it's a beferish sma. The sma says that if you're buying coins, metaltalim you're buying are coins. It talks about. Coins that are not Eivel HaSeicher, if they have old coins, they're not coins that people use today, they're collector's coins or they're damaged coins, you're buying coins. The Sma says that you're not kind of coins with the Tafel. Even though there's no Gezerish, Yisrafu Chitecha Baliyah, fire doesn't destroy coins. What's going to destroy the coins? So the Sma, Loiplug. It's a Loiplug. Now I know you could jump on me and say, okay, a fire is not shayach by coins, but he won't protect the coins from something else. He won't protect them from Ganavim, he won't protect them from an earthquake. If the Sma would have said that, I'd agree with you. It makes sense. But Lamaisa, the Sma says, Loi Plug. He says, even though the Gzeira of a Sreifa is not Shaykh by coins, Afalpi Ken Loi Plug, Kesef is not Kain. So the Nesivis has a good rai. Lamaisa, the Sma says, Loi Plug. The Sma says that Shemi Yisuchi Techab Aliyah Loi Plug. Even if you have Eichet Tinsur, it's not Shaykh, but it's a Loi Plug. So this is really his only raya, but it's a raya la'alocha, because the Sma says it. And he says that there's a light plug, and therefore by a check also, you're going to give someone a check or a shtar chayv, it's kinyan kesef, hayayis that it's kinyan kesef, light plug, and kinyan kesef always, kinyan kesef always does not work by metaltalim, side you give a check, side you give cash, side you buy something that can't burn, kinyan kesef never works by metaltalim. Rabbi Yechanan's takana is a takana of a light plug. That's the psaka for the seeds. If I buy coins from you, I give you cash for coins. Right. I hear. Okay. Yeah, maybe there's only a light plug in the merchandise, not in the type of payment. Okay, maybe. Okay, this is the machlokes, the Machlokes Ephraim and the Nesivos. Now, I'd like to speak out a second shaila, which the Machlokes Ephraim and the Nesivos both talk about. They have a case where I go to you, I'm selling you metaltalim, and you're ready to pay me. I tell you, you know something? Don't pay me. Instead of paying me, give the money to Pliny. I have a friend, or I have a son-in-law, or whatever it is. Give someone else the money, and with that, you'll be kind of the metaltalim. That's called din. Din Arav, din Avakanani, which was which? If the giver is a different giver, that's din. One who gives the money is a different person. That's din. If you have a Kanani, you have a Kanani, can't give, someone else gives. If the receiver is a different person, so we call that din Arif. So din Arif. So it works. Minatayra, it's a Kenyan Kesef. I tell somebody, instead of giving me the cash, give it to someone else. It works. What about after Rabbi Yechanan's Gezeira? Rabbi Yechanan made a Gezeira. So after Rabbi Yechanan's Gezeira, that Kesef is not Kaina. If I say, give the money to Pliny, should it work?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, but they made a Gezeira, Kesef doesn't work, so Kesef doesn't work. I don't know that that's so. If a prat is any different, they don't make this filler. The filler you're saying they don't make. How does din arav work? Let's chaz it from the zayin. You go to an isha, and you give her. You're ready to give her a ring to be mekadesha. Says, don't give me the ring. Give it to someone else, and I'll be mekadeshes with you with it. What is she mekadeshes with? What are the two ways to learn din arav? Huh? So we have two ways to learn. You're in it strong, Bavzayin. We have it since then, I think. Right? We have two ways to learn. Either that when you give someone else the ring, it's like you got it. That's the din aruf. It's like the isha got it. What's the kedusha with the ring? It's kilu, she got the ring. That was one way to learn. There's a second way to learn. That's beyanda. That, right, I think it was the Rosh's lashon. It is the Hariyat Mekudeshes Li Bahiyano that I gave something al picha. That's the Rosh said. You're not Mekadesh with the ring by din aruf. You're Mekadesh with the fact that on your say so I was willing to give something away. That was the Rambam Sheet. The Rosh is Lashon, and there was the Rambam Sheet as well, that it was Bahiyano. The that you're kind of Bahiyano. So let's see. Let's take those two ways to learn Din Arev and plug it in here. I come and I buy from you whatever. I'm buying furniture from you. So I'm ready to give you money. You say, give it to someone else. I give it to someone else. What kinyan did we just do? If you learn Din Arev, it's if I give him the cash, it's like I gave you the cash. It says kinyan kesef. Right? I gave him the cash, like I gave you the cash. So that's the same as kinyan kesef. So l'chayra, whatever the rules of kinyan kesef are, should apply. Nobody argues that. What happens if it's bayanah? If when I do din arif, I give it to Pliny, and with that, I want to be kind of your the furniture. So I give it to someone else, and I want to be kind of from you with what? With the hanah that I gave it to someone else. What's that? Huh? That's the same thing. It's just what? It's just a type of shavah kesef. The hanah should be a type of shavah kesef. What's the hanah? The hanah is what? The hanah is... So you say it could be the hanoi is that I'm listening, or it could be the hanoi is that the person is receiving. Chayr is not after me, like I be disprat. Why does it have a value? Assuming it has a value, so that's the shava kesef. That's what I would think. All right, we had that problem. Remember, we had that problem. How could the hanor that you give someone else a pruta because I say so be worth itself a pruta? How can the hanor you give someone $1,000 that itself be worth $1,000? It's a problem. I had the problem. Some of you felt it wasn't a problem, but some people argued. No, if you're listening to me giving someone $1,000, if I could get the $1,000, I'm saying give it to someone else. It's obviously worth $1,000 to me. Well, that's what people are saying. People say it's worth even more than $1,000. Because first of all, I mean, he's getting $1,000 plus he's listening to me. Okay. Be that as it may. It's up to Machne Ephraim. No. In this case, it's really Shava Kesef. Shava Kesef by Metaltalim is really a Kinyan Chalipin. By Metaltalim, when I trade a Shar for a Chamar, we don't call that Shava Kesef of Kesef. We call that Kinyan Chalipin. Even though in Lamdis you could argue every halipin of Shava B'Shava is really Kinyan Kesef. But Lamaisa is not that way. Lamaisa, a Kinyan of Shava B'Shava, we call that Kinyan Halipin. We declared on the Taisus there of Kinyan Gimel Amin Aleph, is halipin just a type of Kinyan Kesef, or is halipin an independent Kinyan, we do Shava B'Shava? Dr. Ephraim assumes it's a separate Kinyan. He says that's Kinyan Halipin. Hayyos that that's Kinyan Chalipin. So that's Kinyan Sudder. And Kinyan Sudder works by Metaltalim. So he argues that type of a Kinyan is really a form of Kinyan Sudder. If I say give it, according to those who touch by Hiyanah, that is a form of Kinyan Chalipin. And Hayyos, Chazal made a Kinyan Chalipin. So Kinyan Chalipin is going to work over here and you'll be kind of. What? Shtar chayv is a type of kesef. Haynu kesef. That's what the Gemara said on daf tazayin. Shtar ademei haynu kesef. Is a shava kesef? Is a kesef? It's a shtar chayv for the money. See, that was not that daf kesef.
And this is not.
No, it's the same as the whole hayyan. No, he calls it the same as all other metaphor. Any kinyan chalipin. And Shtar Chayv is Mami. Haynu Kesef. So he argues that it should work. As I state in the Machne Ephraim, that it works. It's a little complicated because he's going on one shita in the way Din Arev works. But at least if you put your mind into that shita, that Ahu Arev works by Hiyanah, so the Machne Ephraim says that it works. Okay, the Nesivis, the same one, the Reish Dalet, the Kitzer, he just brings it and he argues with that too. He argues with that too. Should it be Shayach? In this type of Kinyas Soda, let's say he's right, this is a Kinyas Soda. Right, what do we say? A Kinyas Soda, why are we guys a Shema Yavin this Ruch Yitech Abaliyah? Because you didn't get your money yet. Right? In this case that the Machta Frayim is talking about, this Din Arev case, didn't he get his money already? Like, this is a not typical Kinyas Soda. A typical Kinyas Soda, I just got my handkerchief, I didn't get my money. This type of chalipin, I really got my money already. Right? The money, I wanted my friend to get the money, he got the money. He got it. What? No, I'm never going to get it. I said, give the money to Pliny, let him keep it, and for that, I'll sell you my metopolis. It's my friend, or it's my relative. I want to have money.
Why don't we say
Leitzlug? So Vice Leitzlug, we say Leitzlug. He says, Ki Yisudur, always works, Leitzlug. So it's funny because the Machne Ephraim here comes out to be the one that agrees to light to hip of the light plug. The light plug of Kinya Suder, the Machne Ephraim will agree to. That even though the Machne Ephraim by the Kinya Kesef doesn't hold the light plug, he also checks his different. But it seems from the second Machne Ephraim that if it's Nachin, this whole Chiddush, it's a very big Chiddush to Machne Ephraim. But if it's not, but Akapan, we see in the Das of the Machne Ephraim that he's made by Kinya Suder, we say light plug. Even though you got the money, Ki Yisod Loi Plug, Ki Yisod always works. The Rabbanu Warren guys. What? Here, yeah, but there's so many holes in the Machne Ephraim, so many reasons you could disagree. The whole Hanocha that it's a Kinyas Soder, and the whole. So it's the Machne Ephraim here is a Chiddush Mekametz Dodin, so I don't think it's just because he argues, it's not because he doesn't hold the Loi Plug. But in the Machne Ephraim, we at least see he's minded to the Loi Plug. By Kinyas Soder, that's light plug, the Deraisa remains. By Kesef working by Metaltalim, he's also Maida. By Yatzis Nakhuf, it's Allah Chapsukim. He's also Maida light plug. The Homach like is in the Durabana. In the Chelik, which is a Durabana, which is that Kesef is not claiming Metaltalim, there the Nesivis holds light plug. And there the Machna Frank disagrees with the light plug. That seems to be the
Machna Frank.
And what about in this case of Din Arif? Yeah, he holds that even though he got the money, he still does work. So he's saying the reason here won't change anything. So by Kiyas Sudi, he's saying it won't change anything. How could you say Tiet Kesef, yeah? Good question. Like I said, there are many reasons you could argue the Machne Ephraim. I hear. But I just wanted to show that the Machne Ephraim is masking to the light plug in the Deraisas. If you look in the Lashon of Nesivos, he seems to assume the Machne Ephraim doesn't hold the light plug even by Sudr. It's only one of his caches on Machne Ephraim, but Machne Ephraim seems his masking by Soder. He's only shadowless by the Drava. Right, this is all in the Nesivos Reish Dalet Aleph. The whole Nesivos is 6-7 lines, but it's the Sisod. Okay, we move on now to Kinyan Agav. The Chasim Sheim LaMachrayis. The Mishnah told us here a new Kinyan. The Chasim Sheim LaMachrayis, nicknamed him the Chasim Sheish LaMachrayis. The Kesef Bishtar B'Chazaka. Sorry, those three words are extra. I don't know what has to repeat the Kesef Bishtar B'Chazaka, but okay. Before I start, I just neglected one thing I wanted to mention. David asked, why does the Mishnah say Chalipin? It says, Nechasim Sheshem Acharyas Niknim B'Kesef Bishtar B'Chazaka. Why does it say B'Chalipin? Chalipin works for everything. So the Tosfos Yontif asked the Kasha, why the Mishnah doesn't mention Chalipin? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think in the Haggai's Nesadim Mishnayos, writes that Milsa de Lesa b'metatlin katani, Milsa de Isa b'metatlin like katani, just like the Gemara said earlier in the parak. Our Mishnah lists those things that don't apply to metatlin, that only apply to karka, kesesh tachazak. Milsa de Isa b'metatlin, Like a Tani, but we're seeing that Talmud, so it didn't bother saying it. That was. Right, but almost theoretically, it didn't. Right, I'm sorry, Mashiach works.
Mashiach does work by Karbash, there's no case.
Right.
Yet the Mishnah mentions Mashiach by the
Talmud. Right here. Here. But since it didn't mention it by Karka, it was supposed to say by Karka, it's supposed to say Mashiach too?
No.
Let's play Shua. Why didn't it say Mashiach by Karka?
I
understand. So why does it say in the beginning of the Mishnah? Kesef Mishtav Chazaka will be Mashiach?
No, it makes sense.
Why does it say by Karka? I'm asking a different question. Why does it say by Karka, Mashiach? Point to Pnei Shua. Oh, so it makes sense that I left it out, you mean? Oh, I understand. But then the Sefer should have said both Chalipin and Mashiach.
No, I understand.
Right, okay. Okay, good. Okay. Let's see. Now, Agav. The Chas V'Shem Lachraya is Menani Mili. The Sugya of Kiyin Agav goes on for a daf. Although it's really a relatively simple Sugya, because it has one Shaila and a bunch of Tashmas. Menani Mili. How do you know such a thing as Kiyin Agav? Amechiski, Adamakra. Vayitain lahem avihem matanais im ore mitzuris biyehuda. The Yoshafat, King Yoshafat was the king on the two Shvatim, and he was the fourth king. If you count David, he was the fifth king. He gave gifts to his sons, the ones that were not kings, im ore mitzuris biyehuda. He gave them gifts with cities. He gave them cities. So how was he kind of Agav? Once he was kind of the children were kind of the cities, they were kind of the metatlum too. So we see there's such a thing. That's called Kinyan Agav. This is the next daf. Shaila, why, how does Kinyan Agav work? Does Kinyan Agav work only on things that are on the property? When do we do Kinyan Agav? Did you ever do Kinyan Agav? Most people never do a Kinyan Agav because most people don't buy karka. Any time anybody buys a house, you do Kinyan Agav, because when you do the Kinyan on the house, you kind of, whichever metaphor, there are different metaphors, you kind of with the property, depending on what you buy. You kind of the garbage cans, or you kind of the whatever they leave in the house. So Agav, that you kind of the karka, you kind of whatever's there. That's Tiburin. That's in the house. You buy a house, things in the house, kind of together. Shaila is if it's Enam Tiburin. If Agav, I'm buying this karka from you, I want to buy something else. I want to be kind of a car, which is not on the property, somewhere else. So that kinyan, that's the Gemara Zibaya. Does it work or doesn't it work? To cannot keep you in suspense, it's going to be a whole daf. Maskana will be it works, even by Einam Tziburim. Which means, if I want to sell you, let's say I want to sell you a car. So you and I are talking, want to sell, I want it to be final. What are you going to do if you want it to be final? What would you do? Right, you learn Masechta this Kedushin, you learn Dinei Kinyanim. You're selling someone a car, you want it to be final, you know Kesef is not Kaina. What would you do? Huh? What would you do? Mashiach? Drive up a ramp. What's the easier way to do it? Not really, you're sitting with someone, what? The easy way, you're sitting in a room with somebody. You give me the keys, you want it to be final, you don't want to wait till he drives. The simple thing you do is Kiyas Sudr. That's what you would do Pashtas. You take out a handkerchief and you do a Kiyas Sudr. Because Siddha works for everything. The Gemara, I don't know if you learned yet, the Gemara of Gamliel on the boat, on the ship, right? He wanted to be Makna, so we're going to have that. He did a Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara in Bamitzi asked, why didn't he do Kinyan Siddha? The Gava Atiloi, he didn't have a shirt on him, he didn't have anything to do Kinyan Siddha. Kinyan Siddha always works. The best Kinyan is Kinyan Siddha. So Kinyan Siddha is the best way. What? Kelsha Kaina, Kelsha Makna? Gamliel didn't know. It's like his Rav and Levi, they look much later. They don't know how to do it. So at any rate, the Agav is the way to go. Lamaisa, the Gemara brings a few stories where people wanted to do it. So they said, you know what? I'll be makdeh to you a shava pruta of my. I own a house. I'll be makdeh you a shava pruta of my house, and Agav the shava pruta, you should be kind of metalton too. So you could do that. You do that. You have to do kinyan of the karka. If they could hank, you should do kinyan of the karka. But whatever kinyan you do with kesef on the karka, you give me a pruta, you'd be kind of one pruta of my house, and I got that, all the other metalkalin. So since we paskin loiba in tziburim, it works. But the Gemara here has anybody? So this is the shayla. Let's just you always have to think for yourself for a minute. We have a Kabbalah. There's Kinyan Agav. What would be pashtus? If I told you, we learned a Mishnah, there's Nechasiv Sheyesh Lo Machrayis, which is Karaka, you could be kind of a Kesef. So there's this new thing, the Torah was Megalatos in the Divrei Yamim, but there's this new Kenyan called Kenyan Agav, it's a Kenyan Dairaisa Pashtus, that when you sell a property, you could sell Pashtus. Is that with Tziburin or that's without Tziburin? What's the Pashtus Asmara? If you were such a thing as Kenyan Agav, so what means Hezbollah? Which side? So the Pashtus is...
The whole thing is totally how Kinyan works. Is it part of the first Kinyan? That's good. It's once you go to Kinyan, then you go to
Tziburin. What you're saying is very good. Depends how Kinyan Agav works. How would you understand Pashtus? How does Kinyan Agav work?
That's another Kinyan. Another Kinyan.
Therefore...
Therefore, even that's going to work. Is that another Kinyan?
Not a Kenyan. So what's the difference if it's on or it's not on it? Everyone see it that way? Huh? No. What's in the house, you kind of. Why is it better if it's in the house, not in the house? What's the Kenyan? What's the Kenyan? It's to be part of the car. The tuffle to it. Are they, what they're saying is the spirit to what you said? Because they're learning Agav differently. Okay. What? No, they're not. You just really say something different. So what's the Pashtus? Pashtus would be most people. If you go to someone's learning Daf Yomi, he doesn't have time for big union. He learns Ki and Agav. You ask him, how do you understand this? How would you understand it? Huh? How do you understand the Pashtus? It's hard for you to make believe you're a Balabas. Put your mind in it. How would you understand it? I think the reason most people would understand Tziburin is because Agav is a Chiddush. So you want to tell me a Chiddush, so, tell me the smaller Chiddush. You want to tell me a bigger Chiddush, you have to prove it. If we have this Maisa Yehoshaphat was Makta with Kenyan to his children with Kenyan Agav. Alright, so Tziburin, it certainly works. You want to tell me it works Einon Tziburin? So you have to prove it to me. Like, it's enough this Chiddush. Agav is a Chiddush. Now you want to say a bigger Chiddush? So you have to have a reason to say it. But the first step of the Chiddush seems to be Tziburin. Now, you want to say Einon Tziburin? Let's explain to me. Explain to me how it works. Now, the question really of this Gemara Zibaya should revolve around the lumdis of how Kinyan Agav works. And the Stipler writes in a piece which is in Chelek Aleph of the old Stipler, Siddich of Gimel, he writes two ways to learn. The Divrei Cheskel in Simim Emdalid Oist Ches also talks about these two ways. And Reb Shimon in the Dorins, in the Chaf Beis, also talks about the two ways to learn. So there are at least three Maramakimis. I think they had a fourth place. I think the Berachas Avraham brings this, I saw. There's another place also. So this seems to be an ongoing discussion how Kinyan Agav works. Now Agav, for tomorrow, Reb Shimon in his piece in the Dorim, Simichov Beis, goes on the Toshma and the Yomid Beis, which we're going to learn tomorrow, on the Toshma of Maisa Ba'adam Shechola B'Yerushalayim, which we're going to do tomorrow. So you should look at the way Reb Shimon plugs whatever this discussion is into that Gemara, which we're not going to discuss today. But for today, let's talk about the Tumah Halchim and Kinyan Agav. They're basically Tumah Halchim and Kinyan Agav. It's hard to say which one is Svarach Yitzayna, it is, which is not. Usually I like to have one place that is like Karav Ladas and one place which is a Chiddush. You'll see each one has its own sort of Milas of Israel. Okay, the first way to learn is that Agav is that the Metaltalim are a Tuffle to the Karka. You buy a house, there's a refrigerator in the house. So the refrigerator, it's a Tuffle to the house. Someone buys a house, you say, no, I didn't need the refrigerator. I'll get into a fight with you. I'll say, what do you mean? How the refrigerator's in the house? You know, the oven's in the house. The stove's in the house. It's a tuffle to the house. Agav is a chiddush. That the kinyan that you do on the karka is chal on the metabolim too. Since the ikar ownership of a person is real estate, and metabolim is a secondary type of ownership, less chashuv. So the ikar kinyan is on the karka. Agav is a din which tells us that the kinyan that you do on the karka is chal on the real estate, on the metabolim as well. This is one way to learn. The way Rav Shimon explains it, this mahalach, and the way the Tarfel explains it, the pshat is with this mahalach, is that let's say I buy a house, and I give you cash, and I say with this cash I want to be kind of the house, I'm kind of. There's a refrigerator. Now someone asks me, what kinyan did you do on the refrigerator? What would the answer be? Kinyan? He says no. Kaitan is mahalach, but kinyan kesef. Agav is a din that the kesef I give for the karka is chal on the refrigerator too. But kaitan is mahalach, the kinyan I did on the metatalim is kinyan kesef. It's not kinyan agav. It's not kinyan agav. Kinyan agav is not a kinyan. Kinyan agav is a din. Agav is a halacha that you can be kind of one thing, agav something else. What am I kind of with? The same kinyan. At the same second, both things are nikkun. Yes. Yeah, even if I'm being selling you a pruta's worth of karka, and with that, a car that's worth $20,000. So, what? How could you say, Kaltalim? Tougher than a house if it's worth more. You're right. In an individual case, you can't say it. But again, it's sort of a light plug. Chazal set up this kinyan this way. What? A little karka with a pearl, yeah. So it seems that's the way the kinyan works. Karka, b'shem kinyan, karka is a chashuv a kinyan. Tav less chashuv. It's a b'tav. The truth is, if you'll push me on it, I'll take away the word chashuv, take away the word tafel. I'll say it's a din. It's a halacha. That whatever kind of kinyan, kind of karka, kind of a tafel too. They do use a lashon tafel because generally it's secondary. It's a din in the way the kinyan works. The Birchas Avraham points out that this mahalach, this first mahalach, fits out very well with the lashon of Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Nechasim she'el achrayis, nikdim im nechasim she'el achrayis," and it repeats because b'shtar b'chazaka. Why does it repeat because b'shtar b'chazaka? I know how to be kind of karka already. You tell me again how to be kind of karka. Because Avraham points out, a point to this, it's very good. The kesef b'shtar chazaka means that the metaltalim you kind of with the kesef b'shtar chazaka. The kinyan you do on the karka works on the metaltalim. The chasiv she'ema machrayis on nikna the kesef b'shtar chazaka in this mouth. This is the first way to learn. Second way to learn is no, agav is a new kinyan. Kinyan agav. There's this new kinyan called kinyan agav, which means that I'm kind of the house with kesef, and I'm kind of the refrigerator with kinyan agav, the batakol with kinyan agav. It's Rav Shimon says it happens a split second later. I'm kind of the karka, and a split second after I'm kind of the karka, that makes it possible for me to be kind of the batakol. I don't mean to make a point of the fact that it's a second later. The point of Shimon doesn't mean to make a big deal if it's a second later or not. He means to say it's a separate kinyan. There's a kinyan on the karka. I give you a kesef, I'm kind of the house. Then there's kinyan agav with which I'm kind of the refrigerator or the metalcom that are there. This is the second mahalach. The maila in the second mahalach is the fact that the Rishonim always, the Gemara always talks about kinyan agav. Kinyan agav means agav is a type of kinyan. Pashtus agav is a kind of a kinyan. What? The lashon hamishnah, the chasim she'el machrayis, nikdim im the chasim she'el machrayis. Because b'shtar b'chazaka, it's mashma what?
Yeah. It could be a kinyan.
It's listed separately. What? It works together. It has to be kind of karka and be kind of metallic. The Mishnah listed separately because it's a separate. Well, first talks about buying kesef, then talks about buying metalfin, then talks about being buying kesef and metalfin. Yeah, the word kesef shtar chazaka would be miyusar otherwise. They'd be attacker right. The Russian kesef shtar is mashma that way. But why would I think? What else? The chalipin does work. Just you don't need kinaga by chalipin because it's automatic. Okay, so these are two ways to learn this Kenyan. Tomorrow, we're going to go into it. The first two Toshmas, I'm not going to spend time on. So we get to the third Toshma tomorrow, and Rav Shimon's Hezber, the two ways to learn the third Toshma. But I'd like to point out, when you chazer these two Mahalchim, if you're like me, you're automatically going to say, those are the two Tzadim of the Ibaya. If you need Tziburim, it's Mestavet and Mahalos, that has to be a Tafel to it. If you don't need Tziburim, so I would think there's a tutzad ribayim, but they don't say this. They say that like either tzad ribayim, even la halacha, there are two ways to it.